everyone, and welcome back to the Multiverse Fancast. Don't forget, if you guys are listening to us on the go, you can find us on Podbean, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, YouTube, basically anywhere you get your podcasts. You can also find more of our content on our website, themisfitfaction.com. There you find links to not only this show, but some of our other shows like Cinematic Adventures and MF Uncensored. As always, I'm one of your hosts, Paul, and we have a full studio, and I'm going to introduce people in whatever order I so choose. So first up, from Cinematic Adventures and Your Mom's Diary, we have Sean. Sean, how are you today?
I'm great, Paul. Looking forward to this. It's going to be a fun day.
I hope so at this point. We also have, from the YouTube channel BlindPat8719, for all your Magic the Gathering wants, needs, and questions that you might have, I don't know, Brendan. Brendan, how are you today?
I'm doing great, Paul. I'm having a great time.
Oh, I bet you are. And then, of course, not I don't want to say best for last, but this guy, the co-host of the Multiverse Fancast, of course, Ronnie. Ronnie, how are you today?
I'm doing better.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Okay. I'll take it, though. Last, but it's fine.
Well, it's not fine.
It's a circle. We just went around. We're very new to the whole video thing.
I'm more like a square, actually.
All right. So it's ironic that we're already bickering like old married couples, because in today's episode, we have a very special episode. No, we're not old. Please stop interrupting me. We have a very special episode because we are going to be doing our first ever superhero movie bracket battle. Say that three times fast. Nobody's going to jump
in. I already forgot the words.
Superhero movie battle bracket. All right. So we've done battle brackets before. We've done superhero versus superhero. Now this one is going to be movie versus movie. So I'm actually going to turn it over to Mr. BlindBat8719, Brendan. He's going to go through the rules.
Yes. Yeah, so the rules, there are 32 movies that I picked. I curated the list to have some discussion. It is superhero movies. So, for example, Hancock is involved in this list because it's about a superhero, whereas 300 is excluded because it's only comic book and not a superhero. And we basically are going to discuss what we think is the best movie and then hopefully come out of this battle royale, see which out of these 32 is the best movie of all of them.
All right. Thank you for that. That is it's like such a soothing voice. I don't know what it is. But anyway, so
going.
What? It does what? But anyway, so a couple of caveats for this or rules. Number one, I believe, Brendan, you will be the tiebreaker should a tie occur.
Yes, I will be the tiebreaker.
Now, also, just because of the positioning of us at the table does not mean it is me and Sean versus Ronnie and Brendan. It is just the way we finally figured out how to do the camera work after only an hour. Or is it? I mean, we're wearing similar shirts.
Oh, okay. Boy.
So it's us against them?
We could do that. I don't have a problem with that. But so let us get started. And hopefully in the edit, it's going to look fantastic on YouTube.
All right, guys. So our first matchup is we have Captain America, the Winter Soldier.
Oh, God.
Versus the Ben Affleck Daredevil movie. Which one is the better movie?
Can I argue? Are we going to argue it too?
If you think there's an argument to be made, we can definitely do that. Again, that was part of some of the matchups should hopefully lead to some discussion. Again, I think I'll start off by saying I do think Captain America, which is the better of the two movies. There are some fun parts to the Daredevil movie, but I think overall, like Captain America Winter Soldier is seen deemed like one of the best movies out of the MCU at all. So,
all right, Ronnie.
To me, this is a no-brainer, Winter Soldier. Okay. I mean, to me, it is a near-perfect movie. So just for that reasoning, I don't have to go too much into it, Winter Soldier.
Sean?
Just a little nod to Daredevil. Daredevil's like a guilty pleasure movie. Mm-hmm. But yeah, there's no contest here. Winter Soldier is, whether you want to say it's the best, I think it's top three MCU movies of all time. So no fight for me. It's Winter Soldier.
All right. I'm gonna play a slight devil's advocate. I will say that Daredevil had a better soundtrack of all things. I'll say it, that like it was such an early 2000s soundtrack. You had like Evanescence and like Disturbed and all these things. And also Colin Farrell was so much fun as Bullseye. He was just so much fun. And he hammed it up. And I love it. But I will say, of course, Captain America the Winter Soldier is the superior movie.
All right, so here's one of the ones. I have a little bit of a personal favorite in this one. I have the movie Push with Chris Evans back from like 2008, 2006, I believe.
Still got to do that movie.
Yeah, it's on the to-do list, yes. Versus the Edward Norton Incredible Hulk.
Ooh. That's a fun one. Now, also, these were all randomized, correct?
Yeah, I picked the movies, but the matchups were randomized. I wrote down on my list who I think the final two would be, and I made sure that those two are on the opposite ends of the spectrum to see if they promote that. But otherwise, this is all random.
Oh, that's fun. All right, Brendan, I'll let you go first because you picked it.
Oh, man. Oh, better movie. I think I had a lot more fun with the Incredible Hulk than I did with Push. I think Push has a great background, great backdrop, some interesting stuff in there. But I think it falls into the trap of all the superpowers are kind of just a variation of some sort of psychic power. Whereas I kind of liked, I think that Edward Norton did a nice humanization of the struggle of Bruce Banner versus the Hulk. So I'm going to put my pick towards the Incredible Hulk being the better movie.
All right, Ronnie?
I'm going to have to agree that it's the Incredible Hulk for me. I think Edward Norton does the best out of all the Hulks we've had between Hulk and Bruce Banner. Oh, he just fits.
Some strong words right there.
There's some fighting words.
No, they're not.
Fighting words to Paul.
Yeah.
But no, I'm a big advocate of the Incredible Hulk. But what's your pick first, Sean?
Mine is Incredible Hulk. I think Edward Norton doesn't get the credit he deserves. It would have been really cool to see more of him as Bruce Banner. Not that I don't like Ruffalo. I think Ruffalo's done a good job with the Hulk being a minor character in the MCU. But the movie's just, it's a great, homage to the TV show. So definitely Incredible Hulk for me.
This is a tough one for me. I really like Push. Push is like a fun movie. I think it is. It had a lot of potential that it never lived up to.
Unfortunately.
And it also, there's a lot of things that just don't make sense in it. But I guess, you know, I really wanted to say Push, but I'm going to
You can say Push. It's not going to win.
I know, but I
don't want to be a loser, though.
You could be on the record for Push.
Will be on the record for Push. Okay. But very like, because I love the Incredible Hulk. We talked about the Incredible Hulk on here, and we were very big advocates for it. All right,
next one is the Superman movie, the Christopher Reeves movie, versus Iron Man 3.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
I'm going to have to say Iron Man 3.
Just for the Liverpool accent by the Mandarin, that's how I feel.
Just to be the only one that's going to say Iron Man 3. That's the only reason why I'm going to pick it.
Oh, no. I don't
I feel like I might have to abstain because I actually haven't really seen Superman the movie all the way through. I never really saw the movie.
So, Brendan's last appearance on the show.
So I think, in all honesty, it's better for me since I haven't seen it. I should abstain from this fight.
All right. So
we have one for Iron Man 3.
Sean.
Oh, I know where I stand. Paul, you better be on my side here.
You better say Superman
to me is the greatest comic book movie ever made. It always will be. He will be the greatest Superman to ever be seen on screen. I don't even have to say more.
Yeah, I'm gonna agree. I like Iron Man 3.
With me? You're gonna agree.
No.
With me?
No. I like Iron Man 3. It's a fine movie. It's better than Iron Man 2. It's got a lot more character, a lot more heart, and better graphics, better all around Iron Man movie. I will say, though, Superman the movie is the definitive superhero movie. I'm sorry. Like, you can't beat it. It's even though it's incredibly dated, and I'll still argue that the scene where she's singing that poem in her head while he's flying her around is still really weird.
Yeah. Poem in her head.
Well, she's doing the poem. Like, can you hear my thoughts?
Oh.
That was supposed to be a musical number.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah. You're welcome. Fun fact from the fanny pack.
Yeah, all right. That's fair.
But I'm going to go Superman on that one.
Damn, I can't all right. I lost.
All right, so here's, this is probably pretty sure, but here's a little more controversy. We have Batman versus Superman. You know, I had to put this in for a little bit of controversy.
Director's cut, or are we talking about theatrical?
I think you can interpret.
I think we'll go with director's cut to give a little more leeway. Okay, so we'll go with the director's cut.
All right.
Versus Spawn.
Oh, I love Spawn.
That's a tee up. Thank you very much.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to go with Batman versus Superman because I think there's just more to that. Spawn, again, it falls under that guilty pleasure. It was a fun thing. It was something unexpected in the CGI at the time. Like, oh, wow, that's creepy and cool.
And that was pre-Blade. So that was our first R-rated superhero movie, really.
Yeah.
Set the bar really high. I'm going to go Batman versus Superman as... Are you going to pick Spawn?
Maybe.
Go ahead. Pick Spawn. Go ahead.
Well, this is the only reason is because... If we're talking director's cut, I have not seen director's cut of Batman vs. Superman. I've seen only the theatrical version of it. I'd still give it Batman vs. Superman. I was just busting your balls.
Finally, Batman vs. Superman wins one in this studio. Yeah.
I can't argue. I mean, I like Spawn very much. It's a guilty pleasure, as you guys have said. But yeah. Batman vs. Superman, for as much flack as we give the movie is well made.
Yeah.
You know, it's a good movie.
That's the thing about Zack Snyder. We've said it a million times.
When in doubt, it's the visuals that get him over
but
in line.
If you haven't seen Spawn, just go and watch it.
Yeah. It's a fun time.
It's a definition of a 90s movie.
Yes.
And, you know, just
100%.
John Leguizamo.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Just hams it up in that movie. And
legendary,
it's great.
Yeah. All right, go ahead, Brendan.
Ant-Man, the first one, versus Spider-Man 2, Tobey Maguire.
Ooh.
That's fun. I'll go first. I'm going to go Spider-Man 2. As much as I like Spider-Man 2 is great, but for a lot of people, it's like the definitive Spider-Man movie, even more than the first one. It's one of those rare Empire Strikes Back situations where a lot more people like the second one more than the first one. And I will say it's much better movie. Like, they refined all their stuff, but it's not my favorite Spider-Man movie. We've all established that. I will say my only big complaint about Spider-Man 2 is the fact that he is punching Otto Octavius in the face so hard, so many times, and never goes unconscious, never dies. Yes. From getting punched in the face by a superpowered being. That's my only gripe for that movie.
I'm going to go, again, I'm picking Spider-Man 2 as the better movie. Again, you might see in this list is a lot of sequels, twos and threes, because I felt like a lot of the initial movies are the usual origin story stuff, and they are not as interesting, whereas sometimes once you establish the character and the origin, the second movie, the third movie might have a better story to tell.
Fair.
And so, again, I was trying to find some different stuff. That's why Ant-Man made it in there. But yeah, I think Spider-Man 2 is just the better movie, and it has an amazing soundtrack as well, with like all the pop rock acts. I remember that's one of my favorite movie soundtracks of all time.
Love it. Ronnie?
I'm going to go different. I'm going Ant-Man.
It's a great movie.
To me, I like Ant-Man a lot better. I think, yes, it is kind of like an origin story, but it's one like we haven't seen before. Mm-hmm. The way it's written, the acting, Paul Rudd being Paul Rudd, you know, to me, I think he is the greatest actor in the MCU that we've had.
That's strong.
That's a very strong phrase.
No, it's not.
Okay.
Who's better?
Downey. As an actor, Downey Jr. is a better actor.
Okay.
I'm not knocking Paul Rudd.
Yeah, I'll give you Downey, but I mean...
Okay. That's for another episode.
I just think the characters that we kind of got introduced to in this, and it being such a, I don't even know, maybe a D-list comic book character to turning into an A-list comic book character is the reason why I'm going to give it to Ant-Man.
I hope what's your rules for a tiebreaker? Because I'm going to go Ant-Man 2 on this one.
You're going Ant-Man?
I thought it was going to be. It's funny when you first said the matchup, and I was like, Spider-Man 2. And then I'm like thinking, I'm like, you know what? No, I actually really enjoy the first Ant-Man. I don't care for the sequels. Mm-hmm. I thought the sequels were letdowns. But
I actually liked Ant-Man and the Wasp.
I think Ant-Man and the Wasp was good.
The first Ant-Man I thought was, you know, a fun twist on the origin story. I liked Paul Rudd. I liked Michael Douglas as Hank Pym. The effects were funny. Michael Pena as, yeah. I don't even know his name. What's his name?
Luis
is hysterical. It's just an enjoyable movie. And that's not a knock on Spider-Man 2, but I'll be honest, I probably haven't seen Spider-Man 2 in 20 years. It's just not a movie I go back and watch as much as the original Spider-Man. So,
do you want to flip a coin?
No, I think what I'm going to go with, I was trying to think of a tiebreaker besides beyond more, I like this movie more, is that I've actually rewatched scenes from Spider-Man 2, especially the whole when he gets his powers back bit. I think that scene is so moving. So, which I have yet to really replay anything from Ant-Man.
What's the Rotten Tomato scores?
I don't have time to research this and then what we have right now.
You're bragging, man. You pick. I'm fine with that.
Yeah, so there's Spider-Man 2 is moving on. All right.
And it's not like I'm upset about that.
It's a tough one.
It's a good one.
I'm already looking ahead to the next round. I'm like, oh my God, we're going to have so much difficulty. So the next fight we have is Deadpool, the first one, versus Chronicle. I think this one's a more of a curse plot where I think Deadpool is just gonna wipe the floor of Chronicle.
All right, so that's gonna be your vote.
I'm gonna pick Deadpool on this one.
All right, Ronnie.
I mean, obvious, right?
Oh, it's a
Chronicle.
Shit.
Just kidding.
I know, no, I know.
It's Deadpool.
Chronicle was a good movie. It was taking something that was big at that time with the POV movies and all that stuff. And I have to admit, the effects in Chronicle are just incredible. Yeah. But Deadpool is just a laugh riot movie. I gotta go Deadpool.
It's iconic.
I haven't seen the first Deadpool in so long. Like, but
really?
Yeah, no, they show two a lot on like FX and stuff like that. But I'll be the outlier just for funsies, just for the sake of conversation. Because we've never talked about Chronicle, I don't think, on the show.
I don't think so.
You've mentioned it in passing a lot, but I don't think you've actually done an episode on it.
Yeah, because I like superhero movies that also break the mold, and that's why the Ant-Man one was tough because it did break the mold. It was, you know, not the typical origin story, and he's like a criminal. But for Chronicle, it was the first movie to really make sense of the whole found footage thing. Like, they made the cameras float around them. Like, they attack, like, because that's always the question. Why don't they drop the camera? Like, Cloverfield was the worst. So it's like, giant monster, better film it.
Yeah.
But so for me, like, you watch Chronicle, and it was different. It was very low budget. It was very simple effects, but still everything looks great in it. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to say it, even though We all know you Deadpool one.
Yeah.
No, I just I like the conversation because that's again that's an episode we've never done. I don't think we've never talked Chronicle.
No,
no.
But that, I think
also the movie that gave us Michael B. Jordan.
That is the Michael B. Jordan start. Yeah. And yeah, I can't. I don't think.
I think he was. I think he was in The Wire earlier than that. But I don't. I have to look that up.
You were in The Wire earlier than that.
I have. Okay.
All right. So go ahead.
All right. So the next one is Fantastic Four, the one with just Jessica Alba. I remember.
Jessica Alba.
I know. And the first appearance of Chris Evans versus Batman: The Mask of the Phantasm.
Ooh. That's fun.
You guys have to know. You know, if I'm on this, I'm throwing in some animated stuff in there. They need to get their representation.
That's fine.
I'm going Batman: Mask of Phantasm. That movie. Yeah. That movie is just so good.
Soundtrack alone.
Mm-hmm.
So good.
Yeah. As much as I love the first, Fantastic Four is such a guilty pleasure. And
it's the best Fantastic Four movie.
I'd argue that Rise of the Silver Surfer is actually better.
Really?
Yeah. But I think we'll go with, I think general consensus could be Batman.
Yeah, I think it's Batman on that one. All right. So here we go. We're going Spider-Man shows up again. The Amazing Spider-Man 2 with Andrew Garfield.
Finally.
Versus Kick-Ass.
Oh no.
I'm sorry. So I can see the screen of the movies. So like I'm not like cheating, but like I saw it and I was like in my head. I just started giggling because I knew what his reaction was gonna be. Cause he's like, Spider-Man 2 is gonna win.
I'm so mad. I need somebody to go before me. I need to formulate thoughts.
All right. I'll go first.
All right, thank God.
Kick ass. I think to me personally, I kind of like the more R-rated type of stuff, like seeing like the blood and more action like that than swinging around on a web, which is cool. It is cool, don't get me wrong. And this is tough to choose between the two because being Spider-Man 2 might be the best Spider-Man movie out of like the original kind of sets that we've had.
Did you really just say The Amazing Spider-Man 2 is the best of the original sets?
Yeah.
Where was this validation when I first saw it? All right. So you're doing it on purpose.
But I still think, I don't know, with Kick-Ass, it just brought a different element that we're used to. And we haven't really seen in a while, like from when that came out and before. It was something new, something fresh. And it kind of pokes fun at a way, a little bit of the superhero genre, but also staying kind of true to the superhero genre. So to me, I just think it's a great movie all around.
Brendan?
I was actually going to pass it off to Sean. He wants a little more time to think.
All right. I'm going to go Kick-Ass as well, just because I've been honest. I was not a diehard fan of the Garfield Spider-Man movies, just because, again, I felt it was just a cop-out to basically remake the Tobey Maguire movies. So I got to go Kick-Ass on this. I'm sorry.
I was originally going to go for Spider-Man 2, mostly because I like Spider-Man a lot more. I thought it was great. And I like all that we got more of a Gwen Stacy type girlfriend, more of the high school stuff. But then I kind of remembered how much the ending made me feel, because like how the trailer kind of screwed up the whole movie a little bit, made me think one thing. And, you know, I feel like I'm going to give, I think Kick-Ass, I think had a better landing than Spider-Man 2 did. I'm sorry, Paul.
Paul looks like he's about to cry.
No. I'm just here.
Well, this is your chance to show your devotion.
It's a tough one. That is a really big toss-up. Kick-Ass was such a great movie, and it still holds up exceptionally well. Just Nicolas Cage alone in that movie really just kind of brings so much to it. I've constantly defended Spider-Man and The Amazing Spider-Man 2, very similar to how I constantly defend Batman versus Superman. I understand their plights. I understand their faults. You know, the whole Rhino thing at the end. That was a huge letdown. Even in theaters, people were pissed. I'm going to vote Amazing Spider-Man 2 just purely on the fact that it is visually the most perfect representation of Spider-Man. Like the costume is fantastic. The way that he moves is a lot better. The quips, the jokes, there's a lot of other, like all the Sony stuff that they threw in, like was stupid.
Yeah.
You could tell that they were more just focused on building their universe. But overall, like Andrew Garfield and Emma Stone, they had the best chemistry. They were obviously dating in real life at the time. And just like it translated so well and et cetera, et cetera. I've said it a million times, but it doesn't matter because Kick-Ass won and I'm okay with it.
Okay, so I'm using the app, the website that I'm using, I guess, is going to do one half of the bracket and then we jump to the other half.
Okay.
So no, I'm giving you a heads up. So when I tell you that the next matchup we have is Captain America Winter Soldier versus the Incredible Hulk, you're not like, hey, why aren't we doing the other half?
Oh,
so right. Now that's what I mean. So right now we're looking at Captain America.
We're kind of looking at it in a way, you know, with March
Madness.
We're doing
the West Coast matchup. West Coast versus East Coast. We're going to do all the East Coast matchups.
Right. Oh, okay.
So what's the matchup?
Sports.
I know. I forgot. All right. Yeah, we're with Captain America Winter Soldier versus the Incredible Hulk.
Winter Soldier.
Winter Soldier.
Yeah. Winter Soldier. It's yeah.
At this point, we don't really
need to talk about it. It's just, that's actually good because it kind of gives a little break in the description. Yeah. So we're just kind of, all right, nice. All right, let's do it. Uh-oh, he looks
Superman
like...
Superman the movie versus Batman versus Superman.
No. Superman's going to lose. Which one? I guess we'll find out now.
No. You know me, Superman the movie. It's hands down.
Somebody go before me.
No, nope, we're going to make you go.
No.
Come on. Come on.
All right, Superman.
Okay.
I really hate this because I feel like if I abstain again, I have to abstain for the final matchup at this point. I haven't seen Superman. I feel I'll be consistent with that, so I have to abstain. So we got two for Superman.
I'm gonna go Superman the movie. Putting them together side by side is it's not fair.
Yeah.
It's not fair at all.
All right. Well, maybe this will make you feel a little bit better. These are more buddies fighting it out now. Okay. It's Spider-Man 2 versus Deadpool.
Ooh, Deadpool.
Deadpool.
Deadpool. Deadpool.
Yeah. I was going to go for Spider-Man 2, but I got outvoted on this one, so there we go.
Deadpool's just a little bit more iconic, I think.
All right, wrapping it back around. Batman Mask of the Phantasm or Kick-Ass?
Batman Mask of the Phantasm.
I can watch Batman Mask of the Phantasm more than I can watch Kick-Ass, so I got to go Batman.
And nostalgia was going to win on this one for me. I'm going to go Batman.
The ending shot of the Mask of the Phantasm alone.
Yeah. I mean, it's winning anyway, even without my vote. Well, I would have voted for it too, Batman.
then your vote does count.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, where are we at?
Captain America Winter Soldier versus Superman.
Ooh. Winter Soldier for me. It's Winter Soldier.
That's tough. That's a really tough one.
Because the tough thing with watching Superman from back then is it's so jarring to see now.
It's dated.
Which happens, I get. But if I was to grade the movies, right? If we were to do a Star City rating, to me, Winter Soldier, like I said, is like a 5. Like there's
out
nothing.
Five out of five.
Like
just making sure.
You can't change anything about that movie to make it better. Superman, there are slight things you could do to improve it. Even back then, like looking at it from back then's lens, that's the only reason why it is 51% Winter Soldier versus 49% Superman for me.
All right, so one vote for Winter Soldier.
Yes.
I'm going to go Winter Soldier. Oh, and it's,
I know. I'm listening.
I'm not looking at it through the lens of, you know,
rose colored glasses.
Not even that, like just technology, especially because that's the biggest thing people are going to look at. You know, dated. Yeah. I look at the characters. Mm-hmm. You know, Superman and Captain America are very similar, and the story is also very similar too. It's you know, the two of them kind of standing up for the right thing to do. The problem is, I think that Winter Soldier has a better story. There are parts of Superman the movie that I fast forward through. Like honestly, some of it's just really it drags. It's long. It's fantastic. And practical effects wise, it does. But also I look at Captain America and practical effect wise, you know, the fight scenes alone. So for me, it is a toss up. But if I'm going to put one of them on for entertainment purposes only, solely just to be entertained, it's going to be the Winter Soldier.
Do you want to put your vote on the record?
I do. You know, they give such good arguments. And this is the sucky part about it. I mean, Paul had to just go through this with Batman versus Superman. I got to vote for Superman the movie just because it's my favorite of all the superhero movies. It is dated. I am not going to lie. It is so dated. And then when you look at something like Tim Burton's Batman, you do not see that when you watch Batman. It does not feel dated. The effects are amazing in Superman. The effects are amazing in Captain America. The story is just so compelling in Captain America. It's like Ronnie said, it's like 51-49. They're both excellent movies, but I got to go Superman just because I know it's not going to win, but you know, like Paul's put a couple of his movies on, you know, just for the record.
Yeah.
I got to go Superman. To me, we wouldn't be here today without this movie.
So really quick, 49%, 49%, right? Like it's funny because the 49ers lost again.
Oh, that's all with the sports joke.
Yeah.
Sports. Anyway, I'm a 49ers fan. I'm really upset about it. But anyway,
you're better than the Lions fan that I have.
That one fan.
So now it's Deadpool versus Mask of the Phantasm.
Batman, Mask of the Phantasm.
I'm going with Batman for myself as well.
Oh, Ronnie's gonna have a conniption. I'm gonna say Batman, Mask of the Phantasm. I'm sorry. Like, Deadpool is very entertaining, and I love it, but when you talk quality, like if Superman the movie is the definitive Superman movie, Batman the animated or Batman Master of the Phantasm is the definitive animated movie. Like, and there's a lot of animated movies.
See,
oh no,
I the only reason I'm going Deadpool is due to the fact that I would personally rather watch that than Batman.
And that's a valid point.
That's the only reason I'm going with Deadpool. Because again, I think matching up, just like the one we just had, it's pretty darn equal. Yeah, in my eyes.
We're at that point. Right? Great movies.
So I think the thing with Deadpool 2 is because of its success, we're able to have all these R-rated superhero movies now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know,
Deadpool opened the door to be able to like curse in a superhero movie and just go a little above and beyond.
Yep.
Which came first, Deadpool or Logan?
Deadpool.
Without Deadpool, you probably wouldn't have gotten Logan.
Yeah.
Nope.
You know.
Yeah. That's another reason why I'm giving it to Deadpool. But again, it's the same thing. Like,
it's the nostalgia.
I'm good with either one.
There's just one tear running down my face.
All right.
Hey, we haven't gotten the Deadpool 2 yet, Roddy. You might have another shot here.
Mask of the Phantasm's moving on.
All right.
Which, by the way, I have to say, I had written down, I told Sean, I'm going to write down my prediction for the final two, and already that doesn't work anymore because I thought Superman the movie was going to actually make it to the final.
Oh, wow.
So now for the left-hand side, I think this is the final round for the left-hand side now. Captain America Winter Soldier versus Mask of the Phantasm.
Winter Soldier for me.
Oh man.
Again, story-wise, visual-wise, I mean, to me, again, I just go back to the fact that it is a 5 out of 5. Wow, Phantasm could use improvements.
Blasphemy.
Could use improvements. I didn't say should or does need improvement. I'm saying it could use improvements.
Blasphemy.
I might need to think about this a little bit more. Actually, Sean, would you mind filling the gap a little bit, or do you have to?
I can go. I'm going to go Captain America Winter Soldier. Now that it's past Superman, it's nothing stopping this movie. I think it is just so good. And it just what it did, because it took the MCU and it turned it on its side. We didn't know it was coming. And really just out of left field, what this movie ended up doing for that franchise to me is why it's, again, as I said, top three of the MCU. So, I mean, Batman, the animated Mask of Phantasm is such a gem, but I think Captain America has to move on here.
Sorry, Brendan. I'm going to go Captain America also.
I believe, as much as I love my animation, I think I was going to go Captain America as well.
Yeah.
Going back to that tiebreaker saying about scenes I've rewatched, that scene about Captain's orders gets me chills every time.
And also, Batman Master of the Phantasm, at its core, is also an origin movie.
Yeah, it is.
And it's another example of them trying to get the Joker some sort of background, and I just don't like it when they do.
I hear you with that.
So now we're on the other side.
Now we're on the East Coast side, all right? So now we're going to go through all these synopses a little bit, okay?
All right.
All right, so we have Hancock with Will Smith.
I love
him. That's a good movie.
Versus the first Gal Gadot Wonder Woman.
Ooh. That's fun.
Ooh.
I like that one.
Ooh. I got to go Wonder Woman. I was not a fan of Hancock, I'll be honest.
I liked Hancock. I'm curious.
Didn't do it for me. I'm sorry.
Sorry, Paul.
Didn't interrupt you guys. No, it's fine. But no, I'm going to go Wonder Woman. I did like Hancock. I really, truly did. I would love to see the director's cut, like what they originally envisioned. I think it falls apart halfway through, and they decide to go generic action type superhero stuff, and it doesn't work in that case.
Yeah.
For me, though, I really do enjoy Hancock, and if it's on, I'll watch it.
Yeah.
But Wonder Woman was such a solid movie, especially on the heels of Batman versus Superman. Like, people weren't sure what was going to happen, myself included. Like, I was skeptical, as much as I'm like, I love it, and I'm still looking at everybody else, I'm like, it's not going to go anywhere. But Wonder Woman comes out and blows everybody away, and just that the scene in the trenches alone,
with the music,
can't beat it. So for me, I'm going to go Wonder Woman. Ronnie,
I'm going Wonder Woman, as much as I do love Hancock, and to me, it's one of my favorite superhero movies. Not saying it's one of the best, but one of my favorites. Part of that has to do with Will Smith. I think you put Will Smith in any role and he will knock it out of the park.
Especially when I feel like it's against type, because usually he plays a nice guy and he kind of, you know, he plays the bum.
Yeah.
He really plays, you know, that lecherous bum.
But to me, Wonder Woman at the moment, back then, saved DC. Because we know how it is now.
Couldn't we just imagine being in a theater going, the sequel's going to suck, everybody.
And that's the thing, too. If this was going up against, if Hancock was going up against Wonder Woman 84, Hancock's off.
Yeah.
Like,
no contest.
Like, but because it's the original, and like Paul said, that scene trend is just, it chills.
It is
like,
top 10 superhero scenes, in all honesty.
But yeah, so Wonder Woman.
Yeah, I'm going to go for Wonder Woman as well. Hancock is a lot of fun. I think you could argue, if you want to talk about stumbling points, that movie stumbles earlier, whereas Wonder Woman, if it stumbles at all, which I would say by the third act starts to get a little bit, lose its footing, but it's a better complete movie than Hancock. So yeah. Wonder Woman is going to move on.
This is getting tough.
Yeah.
All right, we got The Incredibles, the first one, versus Avengers Endgame.
Oh, no.
I'll go first.
You're going to say Incredibles. I knew you were going to say Incredibles.
To me, it is
a near perfect film, except for the fact that it's not live action. It would have been a perfect film.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I still have a story about this. The
best animated superhero movie we've ever had. I will say.
Better than Mask of the Phantasm?
Yes. I would have chose this over that. Again, I think just the way the movie is done, the story in it, you know, and it's not an origin story too, which is a good thing about it, right? They've already, you know, they kind of do flashback on it, whatever, but I don't know, to me, this is just great. And, you know, all the different characters you get, you know, having Buddy in there being the bad guy from, you know, calling back from when he was younger.
Who the hell's Buddy? His name's Syndrome.
I know. Well, I'm just, and then to me, Endgame had its really good moments, you know, but it still kind of fell flat, I feel like.
So I think the issue with when you try to, again, we're talking about, if you're trying to compare movie to movie, partly why I kind of put Endgame on here, because it's interesting, because with Endgame, everybody likes Endgame, but not because maybe per se the movie, it's the book, and it's that last chapter, and it's hitting all these notes. So you having spent 21 films of investment into this movie, you appreciate all that stuff more. But if you were to show that to somebody, you know, a kid who's 10 now, who hasn't seen anything else, are they really going to like this idea that it's a heist movie with time?
Yeah.
You know, like that's the basic premise. And then again, all those moments about like on your left and you're finally picking up the hammer, like, okay, like, so what's the big deal? He picked up the hammer. Like you had to know that that was a thing, you know, two Avenger movies ago, that was a party trick thing, you know? So that's why I put this on, because I thought it would be a really interesting thing. So I'm versus The Incredibles. I have a little baggage with you, Ronnie, about The Incredibles. So that's why I'm having a hard time deciding what to pick through with this one. Okay.
I thought you guys were about to fight for a second.
Like, are you not surprised that I remembered the quote that you had about The Incredibles all those months ago? You know?
I don't remember.
Yeah, so because it picked this hit a sore spot with me. I'm the animation guy, and he's saying it's not a perfect film, you know, because it's not animated, it's not live action. That kind of stuck a chord with me. I still have the first draft of my potential podcast.
I think it would have been better live action, but it's still.
We can make a podcast called Reasons We Don't Like Ronnie. Like,
So I think then, on that case, I think that the time heist thing worked better than, you know, I'm going to go with The Incredibles. I'm gonna switch over, because I think, again, because that was the thing I'm trying to divorce from, again, is the movie itself, not all the baggage it has being the first that opened the gateway to everything like Superman did, or the first, you know, thing that opened the gateway for like Deadpool did. Does the movie hold up compared to the other movie? And I'm going to go with The Incredibles is the better standalone film than The Avengers Endgame that needs 21 other movies to kind of appreciate.
Sean,
you want me to go?
Yes.
This is tough. Let me.
He's got to build up.
I will say, when I first saw Avengers Endgame, I loved it. I thought it was a great movie. The more I've watched it since, I tend to see its faults a lot more. The time thing was a little kind of just felt a little forced to me. I did not care for the interpretation of the Hulk in this movie. There was a few things that just kind of fell for me on Endgame. So I'm going to go Incredibles on this one.
I don't want to talk to anybody.
Sorry.
I'm kind of surprised those two sided with me.
I'm surprised myself at this point, but
Avengers Endgame. I really liked it.
Well, we get to fight for the other one now. So we have the Lego Batman movie versus Avengers Infinity War.
Stop it.
I think...
Well, you know, you need to watch 42 movies before Infinity War.
So I will start by saying, because if I'm going to be fair, if I was a Superman, I haven't seen the Batman Lego movie. So I'm going to have to
get
out of this fight.
I haven't seen it since we saw it in theaters. I'm going Avengers Infinity War.
I'm going to go Infinity War also, because it's funny, because as much as I joke, you needed to have a lot of knowledge about Batman to enjoy the Lego Batman movie to its fullest capacity. Like,
it was a love letter to Batman. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It was not.
Infinity War will always be the movie that when it ended, we were in shock.
Yeah.
And it has such great moments. Infinity War is the action movie of, like, Infinity War and Endgame are one movie, in all honesty. And Infinity War is the action set pieces, all the fast moving stuff, and then Endgame is the closure part. Like, it's there's a giant battle at the end, which we all love.
Oh, yeah. Right.
But yeah,
that's the only good thing about that movie.
Easy. Wow.
I was bummed with, you know, choosing who died, who lived.
Yeah.
You know, you know, the fact that the people who vanished at the end of Infinity War, you only literally got 5 minutes of them at the end of Endgame. And I'm like, how did you guys choose this?
Yeah. And they got so much more money than we'll ever see in our entire lives.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, I thought like they would come back like a halfway point in the movie.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't think it was going to be literally the last 15 minutes of the movie until we saw these people.
Mm-hmm. 25 minutes.
Yeah.
Whatever. You know what
I mean? I'm going Infinity War. Like, to me, it's so much better than Endgame is.
That's fair. A lot of people feel that way.
Walked out of Infinity War, I'm sure, was very similar to walking out of Empire Strikes Back in 1980. It was just one of those, what the frick did I just watch?
Mm-hmm.
And now I got to wait. Yeah. I got to wait a year to watch how this gets resolved. Like, no.
And you almost didn't really need to watch the previous 20 movies to really get what was going on in Infinity War.
That's fair.
Too, you know, and Lego Batman, to me, it is a great movie.
It's funny.
It is a great, fun movie, but Infinity War, without a doubt.
All right, so Infinity War is moving on. Next up, this is Blade 2 versus X-Men First Class.
Ooh.
And I'm going to sound like a terrible host for not picking movies that I have not seen.
Yeah, you gotta stop doing that.
I know, right? So Blade 2, I have not seen.
Is that why you texted me the other day?
That's why I texted you the other way.
He texted me out of nowhere. He's like, which Blade movie is the best?
Which, and I prefaced by saying I haven't seen any of them.
Yeah. So I'll go first. This is a tough one. I'm going to say First Class, though.
Oh, yeah?
X-Men First Class was way better than it deserved to be. Yes. It was way better than we expected, mm-hmm. especially after Last Stand. And, you know, X-Men Origins Wolverine. We were like the X-Men franchise almost died completely. And then First Class rolls around and it was so good. I really enjoyed it. I have some qualms with it, but I'm going to go X-Men First Class.
Anyone got a coin?
I think that means Sean. What do you think?
Seriously? You don't want to, you're literally 50-50.
I am literally 50-50 on this. I would need a coin to decide, cause they're both good movies. They both have great moments in them, but they've also have a lot of work to improve them. Mm-hmm. Like, they're both like average to slightly, they're slightly above average movies.
Yeah. If you need it, here's the quarter.
Are you really gonna spoil
just,
it?
Just really gonna... Hold on. On the carpet. Roll it on the carpet.
What's your?
Oh, come on! You gonna make me? Okay. So
is it gonna be different?
Well, I'm a little bummed here now, because by what I just heard, he asked Paul what the best Blade movie was. The fact that Blade 1 is not gonna be on this list is kind of a...
I thought Blade 2 was a better movie. And
no, I'm not knocking you. I'm just saying, if it was Blade 1 versus First Class, hands down, I would have picked Blade, because I think Blade is a fantastic movie. Blade 2 is good. Obviously, it's Guillermo del Toro. Yeah. You know, mm-hmm. it's, you know, a lot more interesting than Blade in terms of what they did. But First Class was just such a pleasant surprise mm-hmm. when I saw it. The casting was, I thought, fantastic. To get McAvoy, to get Michael Fassbender, who steals the movie.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And I will stand by that scene in the bar at the beginning when he kills the three guys. Yeah. I was like, get that man as James Bond now. I was like, this guy is Bond. And it's funny how Paul said how the X-Men franchise almost died until we got First Class. Well, it died after First Class, because you hear me out. You waste what you got in First Class. And you bring back the original cast. Not that I have a problem with Hugh Jackman, not that I have a problem with Patrick Stewart. They're great. But again, can we just have, it's like Man of Steel 2, could we have gotten a First Class 2? Could we have gotten another movie with the young versions of the characters before you force Bryan Singer back down our throats? And that sounds horrible because of what he is.
Would it have been called Second Class?
I don't know what it would have been called.
Second grade.
But I would have liked to have seen more of
graduation.
Year. I would have liked to have seen more of him recovering from being shot.
Yeah.
What the fallout is going to be, obviously, with, you know, with what's her name, Jennifer Lawrence, you know, joining Nito. I was just, that movie was so.
It feels like there's a movie missing in between.
Yes. So, and that's why I'm still going to go. I'm going to go First Class.
First Class. Okay.
Because it's a better movie, I think, than Blade 2. But I just want to note on fact that after that, the X-Men films went to shit, in my opinion.
All right, so I don't need the coin because obviously X-Men First Class is going to win no matter what. So that would be my vote too.
Okay.
That was well said, Ronnie, and very calm.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Oh, Jesus.
All right. Batman 89 versus Marvel Avengers.
I did not make the match, but I just picked the movies.
this could have been a final for this side of the bracket.
Can I go first? Can I go first?
You go first.
All right.
Batman.
All right.
Can I be my answer?
Can I just establish that the Avengers to me is a movie that will forever be a part of comic book history? The fact that you get all those superheroes on one screen, you pull off a story where it works. The effects are amazing. The cast is amazing. But I'm sorry. The Tim Burton Batman movie to me is iconic. It will never be a better Batman movie, in my opinion. As much as I love the Nolan films, Jack Nicholson, Michael Keaton.
Done. Is there anybody else in that movie?
Done.
Does there need to be?
All no, right.
There's the one reporter that I've seen in other things.
Robert Wool, man.
Thank you.
Robert Wool. Kim right. Basinger.
I'm gonna say Avengers. I think Avengers is, I don't want to say the better movie. That's not the right term. But again, they did a lot of things in Batman really well. And then they did some things that I just didn't really care for. Again, giving the Joker his backstory and having him be the one that killed the Waynes. Did we need that? No. Did we need to see so much setup and build up? No. Can Michael Keaton kick anybody's ass in real life? I don't think so. All right.
You want to test that out?
Yeah. I'll fight Michael Keaton. I would fight Michael Keaton. I would love to fight Michael Keaton. Prime Keaton. Prime Keaton, Multiplicity Keaton. But for me, I'm going to go Avengers. Avengers was something that was unheard of at the time, and it changed the movie landscape, some say for the better, for the worse. Like, everyone wanted their cinematic universe after that. And say what you will about some of the products we've gotten afterwards because of it, but for me, like, that circle shot of the Avengers, that Super Bowl trailer, when we first saw it,
it was great.
And again, it's one of those 51-49%ers. But
you can also argue, like, the feeling of seeing that is, we didn't witness the feeling of seeing Batman on the screen. We were 2 years old. Yeah. You were probably not even born yet. I don't even know.
Yeah.
So no, like, born in 89. I wish I could have been around when that movie came out. Cause I'm sure the craziness of that movie was just as much as the Avengers.
Oh yeah.
Well, I mean, everybody was so like pissed off about Keaton.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Yeah. But
all right, Ronnie.
All right. This is a toughie.
Get that coin out again.
Yeah. I am a huge Tim Burton fan, as I'm sure we all know. Avengers movie is, I think, iconic because of that shot. This is tough because they're both like, yeah, it's this kind of like the same old Batman story that we get in almost all.
It's not an origin story. It's an origin story of Joker.
Yes. While Avengers is its own like story, and the first time we really get a nice big ensemble cast, and it works well. They all work together very well. However, I'm gonna go Batman.
Ooh, all right, I didn't expect that.
I am. I think just
so we got two Batman, one. Yeah, Avengers.
I think it's just the nostalgia aspect of it too. Like, and the fact that you can watch that movie now and it still kind of holds
it's
up.
It doesn't have a dated feel like Superman 78 does.
Yeah, this is, again, I'm glad this is kind of one of those that came up. This is a tough match. I love both of these movies. I think Batman 89 was, you know, awesome growing up watching that, and you know, the VHS and those that has its own iconic shots again of the Batwing going up into the moon. Mm-hmm. Have your dance to the devil in the pale moonlight. you know, stuff like that. And then Avengers, again, trying to divorce the history of, you know, the importance of the movie itself, needing the other movies to watch it. Does it hold it? Can you, do you know who these characters are without having seen four other movies? And I think it does do a good job of selling what each character is about. So I'm going to go with Avengers to make it interesting. And then using the same tiebreaker of what have I rewatched more in terms of clips on YouTube, and I believe it's been Avengers. So we're going to go with that. And a shout out to Ashley Johnson being in the Avengers, by the way. So
was there more to her? Supposed to be more to her?
There was supposed to be more to her in that movie, yeah.
Sean, we're 0 for 2 in the tiebreakers.
Yeah, it's all right. So. I'm not upset about it.
Like, not at all.
Yeah. I'm not upset about it. The Avengers is a fantastic movie.
Yeah.
But I love Batman.
All right. So I think I have an idea how Sean's going to go for this one. So, because we have X2, X-Men United.
All right.
Good one. Because, you mentioned how you're feeling about Bryan Singer versus Zack Snyder's Watchmen.
Ooh. As much as I love Watchmen visually, and as much as I'll defend it too, X2 is just, it's a great movie. The opening scene alone.
Like, yeah.
The Nightcrawler. And it did what a sequel should do. It rose the stakes. Unfortunately, it's also when the real focus to Wolverine shifted, and suddenly he was like the, and Cyclops is only in it for 12 minutes or something stupid.
Triggered.
A little bit. Yeah, a little bit. I hope they do justice to Cyclops in whatever MCU iteration they do. Mm-hmm. But I will say X2 is the superior movie.
I agree with you on that. I think, yeah, again, like all the points you said, it's a better story. I think they expanded on the characters more in a more organic way. I feel like with Watchmen, it's almost, I had a great phrase in my head for it, but it's almost like it's a lot of bloat in the sense of that you have a big budget thing trying to finally adapt one of the most difficult things to ever adapt. And a little bit, again, I think Zack Snyder is good for some imagery, but in terms of... He doesn't write a strong script. And I think, again, the whole point Grant Morris wrote was that he wrote Watchmen because that's the only thing he wrote it in a way that comics do better.
Mm-hmm.
And translating it to the film. I think the opening montage to Watchmen is amazing as well. But there are parts where it gets a little bit... And self-indulgent, I think, is what I'm thinking of.
Also, the problem is, like, it's... There's too much reliability on the source material. And, like... as much as I love the imagery and the fight scenes are fantastic, you have to be a fan of the comic to really appreciate it. And even the fans of the comics were like, you changed the ending. Like, there was no satisfying anybody. It's a good enough movie. The director's cut's like 4 hours long. Yeah. I do enjoy it, but yeah, I'm with you on that. Mm-hmm. Oh, boy. Ronnie? Well,
so the only thing Watchmen has on X2
nudity
is that and visual.
Visual nudity.
Visually, Watchmen is better.
Mm-hmm.
But if you look at everything else, scripts, editing, acting, all that stuff, you know, it's X2. So I'm going to go X2, even though I do like Watchmen. Yeah. It is a good movie.
It is not something you could throw on just on like a lazy Sunday afternoon.
Since it's 17 hours long, you know.
But Jackie Earle Haley,
like
that was our first interaction with him. Mm-hmm. A lot of those guys, who plays Night Owl?
Patrick Wilson.
That's him. Yeah, that was like the first movie I ever saw him in.
What about you,
anything for the record?
I'll be honest, I have not watched Watchmen since I saw him in theaters.
And I am shocked.
Didn't go to like a midnight showing of that?
Probably.
And I didn't get home till 4 a.m. I was miserable, so that left a bad taste in my mouth. The movie is beautiful, well made, and we all know this about Zack Snyder. I thought the acting was pretty good. I mean, Jeffrey Dean Morgan
was
fantastic. Jackie Earle Haley, Billy Crudup as Dr. Manhattan. But I have to say X-Men 2 is the better movie. It takes what we loved about the first X-Men and oomphs it to the next degree. I mean, oomphs it to the next degree. That opening scene in the White House with Alan Cumming as Nightwing is fantastic. But you said, we do really jump more into that Hugh Jackman Wolverine is the main character in that series. But, you know, it's a better movie. It's not a great movie, in my opinion, but mm-hmm. it's a better movie than Watchmen.
Yeah.
All right.
X2 is moving on. All righty. We have now.
I wish you could read that.
I know. Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. The first Miles Morales animated movie.
All right.
Versus
Venom.
Oh. I love Venom. I really do. But I'm going to go Into the Spider-Verse.
I would rather watch Venom.
Really?
Wow.
I would rather watch it. However,
Here we go.
Obviously, Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse is the better movie. Just the animation style that they have in it.
It's the Lego Batman movie of Spider-Man.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
I don't know. It's just it's great. Better I mean, than Lego Batman. The screenplay is a lot better. The thing about Venom, I do like Venom. I know it's not a good movie. It's not a terrible movie. It's not really a bad movie. It's an average movie.
It was better than we thought it was going to be.
That, but yeah, as much as I do love Venom and I'd rather watch Venom, it is Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse.
Sure. I do like Venom. I was very surprised by how much I enjoyed the first Venom. Tom Hardy carries that movie on his shoulders. And as we saw in the second one, it just, they couldn't extend the greatness of the first one. But Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse is just so amazing in terms of the animation style that they chose that I got to go with that one. It is just so, so well done.
Brendan, anything for the record?
For the record is I haven't seen Venom. So I'm terrible.
Who put him in charge of this?
You did.
I'm good at making lists. I'm just, you know, I knew it would be good for discussion. I just knew I couldn't contribute to some things. All right. I think this is the last one of the East Coast stuff. I think I can discuss all of these, though. We have The Dark Knight versus Logan.
Why are you gasping?
That's a tough one.
This is easy.
Oh, really? All right, go first.
The Dark Knight. The Dark Knight by a million degrees. I think it is a lot better of a movie. I think the problem with Logan is we could have used it a few years before than when it actually came out. And then I think just the performance of Heath Ledger just brings that over the top. What? Were you going to say something?
I'm just asking why you're whispering.
I'm not whispering.
Okay.
I don't know. Just to me, The Dark Knight is one of those movies where it is, you could say probably top five. Maybe some people might think it's a little bit below that, but top five superhero movies of all time to me is The Dark Knight, while Logan is maybe middle of the road.
Sean?
I'm going to go Dark Knight. I honestly don't know where Logan stands in the realm of comic book movies. Besides you guys, I've never talked about the movie with anyone else and how they feel about it. I'm sure the R-rated aspect of it, you know, helps it in terms of it's something we never got to see Wolverine do on screen. But, I mean, to me, it's just no contest. It's Dark Knight. I just think Dark Knight is just one of those tentpole movies that we'll always remember as one of the great comic, it could be one of the great movies,
yeah,
not just comic book movies. I think it's one of the great movies that have been made. Heath Ledger, you know, obviously is a big factor in that, but the rest of the cast I think is fantastic as well. Yeah. So just, I got to go with that one. Sorry, Paul.
I'm going to go Logan. The more I've talked about The Dark Knight, my biggest problem with The Dark Knight is it's not a Batman movie. It is a Joker movie with Batman in it. Heath Ledger is fantastic. I will never take that away from him. And the story is great too. Heath Ledger steals that movie. The fact that Batman is the secondary appeal in that movie, just it makes it tough for me. And also, like, I look at it as Christian Bale is not my favorite Batman.
That's fine.
And that makes it harder for me to be like, this is script-wise and story-wise, it's great. There are some qualms with the story, but like for the most part, it works. Mm-hmm. I really liked Logan. And even though it was a huge deviation from the actual Old Man Logan comics, it was such a great send-off to a character that arguably defined a lot of comic book genre for a long time. Like, you know, X-Men really started the whole comic book craze back in the early 2000s. And yeah, big part of that was Hugh Jackman's Wolverine. As much as I get annoyed that he took all the focus and they relied on him so heavily, I gotta say, I like Logan better. I don't think it's a better movie per se, but okay, my vote's gonna go to Logan.
I'm gonna take The Dark Knight.
I figured.
So, yeah.
So I said my piece.
All right. So now moving back to the top of the bracket.
I have a sense of what the matchup's gonna be in the last round.
Yep. Yep.
I'm curious.
Why does this not want to? Okay, it's having me some grief right now. All right, so
that was the last one. Now we're doing the
It is, but it's the website. Anyways, moving on, we have Wonder Woman versus The Incredibles.
Wonder Woman. At this point, we're just going to vote because I have to use the bathroom and B.
I'm going Incredibles.
I'm going Incredibles.
I think I'm going to we'll go with The Incredibles because I think it's a more complete movie than Wonder Woman. So we're going to go with The Incredibles.
You're a complete movie.
Thank you very much for all that. Let's try that one more time. Avengers Infinity War versus X-Men First Class.
Infinity War.
Infinity War.
I got to go Infinity War.
Yeah, Infinity War is. All right. We have Avengers versus X2.
Avengers.
Avengers.
I'm going to go with Avengers, Ronnie.
So it doesn't matter what you say.
If you're making the X2. For the record.
If you guys are going X2.
More like X, you guys.
We have Into the Spider-Verse versus The Dark Knight.
Dark Knight.
Into the Spider-Verse.
He's just going to keep going against
Dark Knight. No, I love Into the Spider-Verse.
What's a better movie, though?
Into the Spider-Verse.
Dark Knight. I love Into the Spider-Verse.
I'm going to go, I think, with Into the Spider-Verse.
So now we got to worry about what Brendan watches. Yeah.
Great. Here we go, Sean. We're going to lose again.
Brendan finally watched one of these movies.
Which one do you watch more, Brendan? Spider-Verse, I know it's coming.
I just flip coin then.
I will say, yeah. I did rehearse a lot of the Joker lines at one point when it first came out, but I do think that scene where he becomes Spider-Man and he swings through, I've played that way too many
times. It's a tough one. That's like a really...
So Spider-Man is moving on, guys.
Wow.
So now that it's knocked out. Now that it's knocked out, yes, no. I had Dark Knight versus Superman as my finals, and I've clearly been blown out by that.
Yeah. So I was thinking it was going to be Dark Knight versus
Winter Soldier.
Yeah. Really.
That would have been a good one.
All right. Okay, yeah, so that actually moved on. I lost track of all my stuff. So we have Incredibles versus Infinity War.
Infinity War.
Oh, no.
All right, so I'm going to preface this on saying that I think Infinity War wins this because it is one half of the culmination of the original MCU. I love The Incredibles so much.
Oh, it's so good.
I do, but... I feel like just saying, I just think Infinity War's got to move on. It's tough. It really is.
It is.
But
I'm going to go with Infinity War as well. I think also because it changes expectations. Because again, Incredibles, you're pretty confident the good guys are going to win.
It's a Disney movie. Yeah.
Yeah. Whereas now, like, hey, the bad guy won one.
Yeah.
You know?
What? In which one? Infinity War?
Technically, in the end, he does not win.
Infinity War?
Yes, he does.
I'm sorry, Incredibles?
Incredibles?
No. Because technically, it's... It's one movie.
Stop it.
What are we talking about?
No, he's saying Avengers, the Infinity War.
Oh, okay. I thought you were talking about Syndrome. I'm like, dies at the end of the movie. What are we talking about here?
To me, there is less wrong with The Incredibles than there is with Infinity War. So to me, if there's less things I can change about a movie, that means it's a better movie. So for me, I would have said The Incredibles.
I would have said The Incredibles, I'll be honest with you, if the sequel turned out to be better. Like, if we had gotten we had gotten the sequel right away, I think Incredibles could have evolved into possibly a trilogy, and they would have done a lot more. The fact that they waited 15 years to do that sequel, and it was such a letdown, I think is another
reason why. I haven't seen it since we saw it in the theater.
No, I agree. Yeah. I haven't seen it either. I just thought it was
not tell you what it's about.
So underwhelming. But Infinity War is just, I mean,
it's Infinity
War. It's Endgame, Infinity War. They're the same movie as Paul said. So. I gotta go Infinity War.
All right, so Infinity War is gonna move on.
Good.
Get over it, Ronnie.
Avengers versus Into the Spider-Verse.
The Spider-Verse. 100%.
I'll go Into the Spider-Verse on that one, too.
100%.
Sean?
What's up, Danger?
I think you just got me there. What's up, Danger is gonna go. Spider-Man, I'm gonna pick.
Okay, I was gonna go Avengers. I just thought
that's
Avengers.
A tough one. That's a tough
one. I'm kind of surprised you guys were so quick to go Spider-Man on that one, but.
Love that movie.
Infinity War versus Into the Spider-Verse.
Ooh.
I got to go Infinity War. If I was thinking Avengers was going to beat Spider-Man, I got to go Infinity War beating Spider-Man.
Ronnie, you go next.
See, I'm going to go with Infinity War just due to the fact that if Incredibles moved on, I would have chosen Incredibles over Into the Spider-Verse.
All right,
I'm going to go Infinity War.
I'm going to go Infinity War also. I'm not going to justify it.
I think I'm going to go with Infinity War as well because I think it tells a more advanced story than Into the Spider-Verse because, again, in the grand scheme, it's an origin story, whereas Avengers Infinity War is telling a more complex story.
Oh, man. I need to lay down.
Okay, so there's the matchup I did not hear. Really, the final question.
Final one.
Captain America, the Winter Soldier versus Avengers Infinity War.
Winter Soldier.
All right. So this final was not as hard a discussion. Winter Soldier.
I mean, and again, Winter Soldier versus, let's establish it would have been Winter Soldier versus Superman. That's tough. Winter Soldier versus Dark Knight is also tough. This one is not hard. Right?
Yeah.
I like Infinity War, but Winter Soldier is just
so good.
So good. Nah, I hear that, guys.
It's so good. That was fun.
All right. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed it as well. Don't forget, if you guys want more of our content, you can find it on our website, themisfitfaction.com. You'll find links to all of our different shows, including links to Brendan's YouTube channel. Multiverse Fancast is not our only show. We also have Cinematic Adventures and MF Uncensored. Check us out on YouTube, check us out on podcasts, all that stuff. Go to our Facebook page and like it. We're not going to do Fan Feedback Friday just because this has been a very long episode and we're going to leave it at that. But I think that's pretty much going to wrap us up. As always, I'm Paul.
I'm Ronnie.
I'm Sean.
I'm Brendan.
I'm confused, and we'll be back in a flash.
See ya.
Flash sucked.